Retro Hangover, supported via Patreon by listeners like you. We'd especially like to thank patrons Lyle McCarnes, Ashton Ruby, Randall Quiggle, Tony G, Stud Still Smash the Milkman, Raging Demon, Katie Quick, JC, Megan Caruso, Mast Keaton, Andrew Liguori, Ozzy Garcia, The Retro Vixen, Adam from The Good, The Bad, and The Backlog, Lunchbox, aka The Disgruntled Gamer, Discimera, Jenny E, Rick Firestone, Parallax Puddles, Soha, Dave Jackson, Matt, aka Stormageddon, Retro Overdrive, Van Fernal, Keith Gasper, Eric Guess, Nomad from the Retro Wildlands Podcast, Ash Event, Alan Bingham, Storm Beagle, Ryan, Player One, Mike the Ref from Backbreaker Gaming, B. Ross from Super Garbage Day, Darth Emick, Low Five Alex, Alt, Renner Dreaming, and Joel Stoneburner. Your continued engagement and generous donations are deeply appreciated. Welcome to The Flight, a consumable curation of champions and catastrophes that is considerate of your chronometer. Right now, today, I am talking to you as one of the side characters of the Retro Hangover podcast. Maybe I'm the main character. Maybe Shane's the main character. Maybe we're both main characters. Maybe we're both side characters. But it doesn't matter, because today, we are going to be talking about a side character, sidekicks, bottom bitches that deserve their own video game.
Wow, that escalated quickly.
Well, I just got to get straight to the point. And as you can hear, Shane is with me. Welcome, Mr. The Stranger Hand.
Ooh.
The Stranger Hand Dick Dragon. So how's it going, Shane?
Tingly, apparently.
Yes. That's the best way, is to tingle.
I mean, Tingle would agree that that's true.
Tingle is a side character.
Which, spoiler, did not end up on my list. And now that I'm thinking about it, maybe he should have, but you know.
Well, he's had his own game.
Oh, that's true. He has, hasn't he? Okay. Well, there you go.
By the way, full disclosure, I think my number one on my list did get his own game. I already spoiled it as a he, but that he did get his own game. I just couldn't remember which one it was or if it actually came out.
Mm.
But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I don't care. I'm going to stand by it like I do with many things. So it doesn't really matter because I say so.
And we know so.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a horrible human being, but that's fine with me. Is that fine with you? I don't care because it's fine with me. Okay. All right. I'm going to hell. So, Shane, how about you help us kick this one off by giving us your number five?
Well, don't mind if I do.
Number five.
All right, we are going to start off my list today with a dude who I kind of feel like got stuck with a bunch of people that I think he sort of respects, but also kind of has just like this low level sort of disdain for, I feel like, or maybe that's just because he's just so cool that that's just the aura he puts off. I don't know, but it's a Birdman. It's Falco from Star Fox. I think Falco deserves to have the spotlight for a while. You know, I mean, Star Fox has hogged it for this long, and I mean, nobody would survive a feature-length title with Slippy, for God's sake. So, you know, I mean, there's only one other option, but and of those two, I kind of feel like Falco is the better choice. In my head, I'm just thinking like it would be a really great sort of, well, actually, what they tried to do with Star Fox Adventures, but like not bad. I think that could work, because Falco could very well do like a cool like third person shooter sort of setup, but then also like seamlessly transition into like space combat sections too. Like it could be, I'm thinking almost like a No Man's Sky, but with a little bit more of like a focused narrative. I think that could work. I think it'd be pretty cool. So Falco is the one kicking off my list at number five.
First of all, Falco has to have hand-to-hand combat sections. It's required because of Smash Brothers.
Ah, yes, that true.
That's something that has to happen. The other thing is, too, is that I'm glad you didn't say Slippy, because Slippy did get his own game.
Yeah, I never touched Zero, so that's I didn't even know that Slippy had his own thing.
Yeah, he has his own game. I was actually considering Peppy to have his own game, so you could play like the adventures before Star Fox, but Star Fox's dad. I think that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool, yeah.
All right, my number five kind of segues in from what I said from Peppy Hare. Pepe Hare? I don't know. Playing as a previous adventures with Fox's dad, which I don't know, something McCloud. I don't know his dad's name. It doesn't matter. I'm talking about Galoof from Final Fantasy V. I think it's Galoof. Maybe it's Galuf.
Galuf.
Either way, he's the lovable Galuf. He's the lovable old alien, kind of, from Final Fantasy V, who leaves your party for reasons I will not get into in the middle of the game. It's not much of a secret because his granddaughter, Kryle, does join and is usually marketed quite heavily when talking about Final Fantasy V. But I would love to see Galuf, I don't know, the old man in his own game that goes over the adventures of the Dawn Warriors for the events prior to Final Fantasy V, where you are fighting Exdeath and seal him prior to the events. All that stuff that happened before, like the adventure with Butts's dad. I'm not saying Bart's. It's not happening. It's Butts.
Butts.
And all the other characters that went on an adventure with Galoof. I think that would be a really fun game. Just a nice little side story so you get to see how everything developed. And I like prequels. I really do like prequels. So I would love to see a game with Galoof. He's funny. He's not aloof for the most part. And I want the job system for Final Fantasy V back. I want an excuse to have that in a new game that apparently isn't as boring as Bravely Default, which I do need to play. I've heard is boring. I've also heard is great. So I don't know. But Galoof, yeah, give me a Galoof game.
Number four.
Okay, well, moving right up the list, number four is peak capitalism, and that is Tom Nook.
Oh.
That's right. Think about it for a second, right? Like, you could play as Tom Nook, and it'd be sort of like a town management sim. You know, where you're basically like, it's sort of like a Sim City thing or something, like just a city builder game like that. And, you know, you're doing all of like the town management and all the funds and all that good stuff. Like, I think it could work. Like, I actually think that'd be a really great Animal Crossing spinoff. Like, it doesn't even have to be a huge game or anything. I mean, dare I say it could be a mobile title, but then they just fill it full of in-app purchases. So, that's
be
not
fitting.
Great. I mean, yeah, actually, it would be on brand now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah, you're right. But no, I just think that'd be fun. You know, it'd be a nice turnaround considering you're at the mercy of the Nook, you know, and all the other Animal Crossing games. It'd be nice to you know, take on his trash panda pants for a while and, you know, run things for a bit.
You know what? I think that's a fantastic idea. And let me tell you why. It's because SimCity, that came out for the Super Nintendo, that was developed and published by Nintendo in assistance with Maxis, has been done before. All you got to do is call up the empty husk that is Maxis and Electronic Arts and make another Sim. I said Maxis. Max. I don't know how I said it, but I said it wrong. But call them up and be like, hey, we want to do another SimCity, but we want Tom Nook branding.
Yeah.
So we can do a crossover with Animal Crossing. And I think that would be fire. You make it a nice little $15 title for your Nintendo Switch eShop.
Heck yeah.
And you got something, baby.
Yeah, now we're cooking.
Definitely. All right, my number four is a character in the Mega Man series I don't think has gotten the proper respect. A lot of characters in the Mega Man series haven't gotten the proper respect. But you know what? Bass and Forte, the from Mega Man 7. They got like their own appearance in a game called Rockman and Forte, or Mega Man and Bass for us Americans. So I was thinking that maybe another character from the series could get their own game. Because even Tron Bonne had her own game from the Mega Man Legends series. So why not Roll? Roll needs her own game. I don't care if it would be probably, if Capcom was doing it, that she'd probably be sweeping up a house or something like that and getting additional cleaning abilities from various appliances that shock her or something. Because I'm sure that's what would happen. I would be okay with it. I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't be. But I'm sure the game would be fun. And she would go around and like infiltrate the Robot Master's domiciles and just completely sabotage them or something to that effect. You know, I don't know. I'm probably thinking of all sorts of old stereotypes that are going to get me into trouble. But it would be on brand for Capcom for Roll to have her own game in the 80s and 90s, kind of like what we saw with Princess Peach, which a lot of people are upset about. But I do think Roll needs her own game, and I do think it would be fun. And I do think that it's highly possible. She is a robot, much like Mega Man, much like Rock. And she could be modified to be the hero for the day. Even have her do a like traditional Mega Man thing. Whatever. Roll has earned it. Roll deserves it. And she was a character in Marvel vs. Capcom and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. And her song in Marvel vs. Capcom absolutely slaps. And I think she was in Tatsunoko vs. Capcom 2. But only as a fighting character. I want her as the lead character. Give me Roll. Mega Man.
Number 3.
All right. I believe we're going to keep, well, part of that trend going in that it's my next pick for number 3 is in fact a female, and that is going to be the one and only Princess Zelda, but specifically as Sheik.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, like I'm thinking like Assassin's Creed style Sheik game. That would be bad fucking ass, where you just get to like sneak around like Hyrule, like, you know, performing like stealth assassinations or just straight up like getting into melee combat. Like Sheik's got a lot going on. And the thing is like, especially with the more recent games, Zelda does a lot sort of like in the background that you don't necessarily ever see much of. You kind of hear about things, but like a lot of it doesn't seem to be shown. And so I feel like she's got, you know, she's got her own thing going on. And I feel like that would be a good way to explore that. Getting a chance to play as Sheik and kind of seeing what Zelda's up to while Link is off beating bokoblins with their own arms or whatever it is he does. So yeah, that's my number 3. I feel like that's a really easy win, you know? Like, and it'd be a great way to kind of freshen up the Zelda series, have a really good spin-off that's not just like Dynasty Warriors with Legend of Zelda characters, but like an actual true spin-off that focuses on a character that's not just Link. You know, so besides the Tingle thing, I guess, but you know, we'll forget about that.
Are you forgetting about the Wand of Gamelon?
I try to.
That was a Zelda game.
Not canonically.
It starred Zelda. What is canonical in Zelda?
Listen, I have a hardcover book that tells me what's canonical, okay? Therefore, I believe
I'm
it.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure Nintendo was totally happy to do that for the fans that were totally not being creepers. We need it to be canonical. We don't have the chronological of series of events. Yes, you do. You're lying. That's a different discussion.
Yeah, I mean, the official timeline is crazy anyway.
So dumb. I'm just saying it. It's dumb.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. No, it's totally dumb.
Okay, my number 3 is who a friend of the show and friend in real life, Tony G, has described as the military wife of the series. It's Dogi from Ys, the buff blue-haired best boy, who you did get to play as him in Ys, The Memories of Salsetta, But in every other East game, he's kind of in the background making sure that everything is taken care of at home while Adol goes adventuring and stuff. So Doki does deserve his own game. I know that he is admired by many fans, and some may even see him as a sex symbol. So let him break through your walls, crush them down, destroy them, if you will, and let him in his own game. He needs to be in an East game where he's like stranded somewhere and he can't get to Adol. Maybe it's he's trying to get back to him. They're separated or whatever. And it's his own little adventure. But Doki has always been second fiddle to Adol. And if you can make an entire game that doesn't feature Adol whatsoever, and it's a good game, East Origin, famously known as the retro hangover game of the year for Chris for 2022. I'm sure everyone does know that. Then you could do that with Doki. So yeah, there's my recommendation. Give it to him.
There you go. Just let him perforate those walls.
Number two.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess my number two pick, keeping in the spirit of destroying things, seems very apropos, and that is the one and only Assassin Droid, HK-47, from Knights of the Old Republic. He is one of my and many people's favorite characters from that game, because of just his sheer nihilism and hatred for what he refers to as meatbags, aka humans. And I think it'd be really awesome to have like a, again, I don't know why I keep going back to this because I said it with Falco too, but a little bit more of a focused thing. But I think like a third person shooter, you could do first person too, I guess, but staying in the spirit of KOTOR, I would lean towards third person. But like a good, or you could even go cover shooter. Let's take it back to the when everybody was trying to copy Gears of War, you know, fuck it, whatever. But at the very least, yeah, a third person shooter where you play as HK-47, you get to like play through, you know, those times before he, you know, met up with the protag from KOTOR and was, you know, working with all the galactic criminals and, you know, just completing bounties and getting into shenanigans. Like, I think that'd be a really great sort of anti-hero game. So that's why he is so high on my list, because not only is he a beloved character from that game, but I really think that if anybody were to ever take the time to actually do anything with Knights of the Old Republic besides just remaking them, I think that would be a slam dunk for sure.
I just wish he was in my party for more than 5 minutes so I could share the same feelings about him as you do.
That's why you get to play as Darkseid character, man. Just go all in.
No. 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 So my number two is a character that was completely forgotten and betrayed in an animated series that he should have been featured in. I hate you, Konami. And I'm just going to say fuck Konami, because Konami is Konami and Konami is the worst. And that is Grant Dynasty from Castlevania 3. Yeah, I could have said Sypha. Sypha would have been a good one. And obviously, Alucard, I think, has had his own game. I'm pretty sure. But Grant Dynasty, after just getting completely, completely shit on in the modern recollection of what we consider Castlevania 3, or that time period within the Castlevania franchise, this man, this hunchback-looking beast turning, well, when you fight him, wall climbing thief dagger welder, I think would make a fantastic stealth game within the Castlevania franchise. I mean, you might think that I'm crazy when I say that a stealth game is necessary in the Castlevania franchise, and I probably am. But you know what? Konami isn't doing really anything else with the Castlevania franchise at the moment that's novel, innovative, or creative. They've let Iga do all that over there with Castlevania Bloodlines, and really Inti Creates with the fantastic, was it Bloodstained Circle of the Moon? That series? It's absolutely, absolutely great. But Grant Dynasty, having a stealth game, I won't say would do great things for the Castlevania franchise, would it? But it would do something, and it would feature a character that has been I don't know, just completely maligned and needs the recognition that he deserves, because if you do know Castlevania 3, you know that he can break the game in ways that other characters can't. And that makes him special right off the bat. Grant Dynasty, my number two. Bless you, Grant. We'll get you the recognition that you deserved.
I just really dig the last name. Dynasty.
Dynasty. Dynasty. He's your character if you're nasty. Love it.
Number one.
Well, here we are, the top of the pile, the ultimate pick, and it could be none other than the one character who seemingly manifested out of thin air, basically just to be someone's tennis partner, and has not been graced with his own title yet, while everyone else around him has been enjoying the spotlight, and yet he waits. Ooh. And he plots, for his time will come. Yes, that is the one, the only, Waluigi.
Gino. Oh.
Why doesn't Waluigi have his own game yet? Seriously, like, he's a fan favorite character, and granted, though at the beginning, and I'm sure there's probably still some stalwarts out there, some folks didn't really like him because of the fact that he seemingly just like manifested out of nowhere, out of necessity, because Wario needed a tennis partner. And we're still not entirely sure whether or not Waluigi is supposed to be an evil Luigi clone, or is he Wario's brother? I don't think that's clear at all. He just is. He is an enigma. He is an entity unto himself. And I think, given that, I think the implication, because I don't know if this is like explicitly canonical, but the implication is that he's sort of like the brains to Wario's brawn in some cases. And so I feel like some sort of like, you know, maybe a puzzle game, or maybe like setting a game where you like set traps for protagonists, or my mind keeps going to like a Dungeon Keeper style game. And actually, shit, that could work. So, okay, hear me out. Like the castles, right, that Mario has to eventually get to at the end of most levels, right, in any Mario game. What if you as Waluigi had to like defend those castles and set up like intricate like traps and mazes and things like that to try to ward off Mario, or, you know, I don't know, maybe other characters too? But I think that would be fun. I think that'd be a cool little game. Again, it doesn't have to be like a huge AAA title or anything. Could just be a, you know, eShop title, but I think it'd be pretty neat. And you know, the man would finally get his own game, which I think he richly deserves. So there you go.
I don't think that he deserves it, but I know a lot of Waluigi stands out there are very happy that you said his name. So
you're welcome.
Big shame. All right. My number one is a question that I think many of you out there are wondering. I'm sure Shane might be wondering this once he knows my pick.
Mm.
Or he might remember it. Maybe he won't. I don't know. I always get confused about the history of the game that this character is from, and when Shane played it. It's a game that we will soon be talking about in our King of Games 1996. And it's a question that has been burning in my brain ever since I played this game. It just sticks with me, even though I know where this character is. And I do think this character needs their own game that takes place within the time frame of this, of the original game in the series, even the remake. And the question I'm sure you're answering, and the question I'm telling you about, is Barry. Where's Barry? My number one is Barry Burton from Resident Evil.
Nice.
And I want to know what Barry was doing during the events of Resident Evil. I just don't just want to know, because I think we know. I want to be able to play as Barry Burton. I want to be able to go into that mansion, go into the lab, everything. I want to know what this conversation with Wesker is. I want to know this information. I want it fully fleshed out. And you know what? It might be, because I don't think I've actually played a Resident Evil game since 4, if I'm being honest. But I'm going to say that I want a Barry Burton game. I need Barry Burton. I need him to be the central focus of the character, because Barry Burton is a ginger with a beard, and you know you do not fuck with those people. So Angry Barry is a Barry I want to support. He has no soul because he is a ginger. And Jill asked the question. It needs to be answered in game form, because he likes sandwiches. So Barry Burton is my number one side character that deserves their own game.
I like it. I saw that. I saw that on a number of top lists when I was poking around earlier for research for this. So I think you have a lot of support on that one.
Justice for Barry.
I mean, he is is the enjoyer of Jill sandwiches.
Yes, he is.
And who wouldn't be, really?
I think I would enjoy one.
I think I would. And on that note,
I mean, now that I think about it, maybe not, but.
Yeah, just depends. Yeah, don't think about it too much. It's fine. Yeah,
I shouldn't.
Yeah,
why am I?
Well, there you have it. Those are our picks for top five side/supporting characters that deserve their very own titles. And you know what? There are a lot of them out there. So we definitely didn't pick some that I saw were just constantly showing up on internet lists. So perhaps you think that we overlooked some things, or perhaps you think this is a fresh take. I don't know, but we hope you enjoyed it either way. And if this happens to be the first time you're listening to the show, then we're glad that you're here, and we've got a whole lot more for you to listen to, as well as a whole bevy of other goodies and things and all of that stuff you can find in one conveniently located place. We did that just for you. So you're welcome. And that's the Linktree. So go over to Linktree/Retro Hangover. It's linktr.ee/Retro Hangover. And all the buttons are there. You just tap on one and it'll whisk you away to something that is definitely related to us, which therefore makes it important. So whether that is our socials or perhaps the YouTube channel or the Twitch channel, if you want to watch us play games, or, you know, the Discord, that's public. It's open. You should join. We have a great community. It's a lot of fun. We do cool things over there. So honestly, you really don't have a reason not to, frankly. I don't know why you haven't done it already. You should just do it right now, like while you're listening to this. You can multitask. I believe in you. Just go do it. But yeah, there's a lot going on. And actually, as of the recording of this, as I'm standing here talking, we do still have the King of Games tournament going on. King of Games 96, as a matter of fact. And we're actually getting close to wrapping up on the Patreon feed, because that's where it is right now. So if you want to get in on the action before it goes out to, you know, the unwashed masses, if you want to feel
peasants.
Yeah, if you want to feel superior and lord it over everybody else, which is your right, you know, should you become a patron, then you could do that for as little as a dollar, as a matter of fact. And check out our definitely scientific and 100% objective analysis of the best games of that particular year. And we've got a whole bunch of podcaster friends there. We got stacked panels, let me tell you what. So get in on that while you can. But if you don't, hey, that's also okay, because it will eventually come out to the main feed as well. So even if you don't get in on the patron action, you will still get to enjoy that King of Games tournament, as we always do. And yeah, so Chris, anything else you want to throw in before we shut this down, we pull the plug?
So yeah, if you head over to twitch.tv/retrohangover, which is also part of our Linktree, by the way, so you should already know this, but if in case you don't, it is twitch.tv/retrohangover. You can find us at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday nights. And we'll have great conversations or poor conversations, but we will... That was a... I can't talk because I never can, to be honest with you. But if you head over there at twitch.tv/retrohangover at 9 p.m. Eastern time on Sundays, we will have the best conversations in the world. Everything that you ever want to hear about video games, sometimes not video games, and sometimes I have to restrain myself because the chat is just going crazy and I absolutely love it. And I make awkward faces. Sometimes I do nothing of any sort of note. I say I will, but I don't. So if you want to figure out what's going on that night, if you have nothing else to do, then you can just head over to, once again, twitch.tv/retrohangover, and we will see your Twitch handle there.
All right. Well, I think with all of that now being said, until next time,
play with your side-ass joysticks.